Mendenhall River Community School is only one of the schools asking to get a remodel. The building is 33 years old. You can tell from its turquoise walls and bright red carpets, original to the building. The Juneau School District replaced the roof almost 20 years ago, but officials say the building's interior was never renovated. Principal Christy Dillingham has a list of changes she wants to make.
And I said, you know, feel how heavy this door is, and you really have to push hard and put your weight into the door to get it open.
Dillingham is standing inside two sets of doors that lead to Mendenhall River's playground. You know the type. You have to open the outer doors first, and then there's another set of doors after those. Imagine trying to open these doors in a wheelchair or while leaning on a walker. Dillingham wants to make it easier.
So as we have multiple students in wheelchairs here come into school, that they can easily access the school without waiting for people to hold open multiple layers of doors for them to get into the building.
Dillingham wants to give them buttons that open the doors automatically. Next, she shows me where the kids eat, the gym.
Our gym floor has a crack in it where you can feel the subfloor below. Our lightings in the gym hum and make loud humming noises.
Parents have complained that a pipe for the sprinkler system in one room burst and started spraying water twice.
We have plumbing issues in our bathrooms where once or twice a week we're having to shut a bathroom down because toilets are overflowing.
But the reality is big renovations that would address the doors, the gym floor, the plumbing problems, the carpet, and everything else on Dillingham's list are out of reach. Dillingham can't guess how much her wish list would cost, but in 2013, a team of engineers and architects from the CBJ and private firms recommended about $13.9 million in renovations for Mendenhall River. Until 2015, the state paid local governments back for most of the money they borrowed from taxpayers to cover school construction costs. David Means, the district's director of administrative services, says the state won't do that again until 2020.
If there's a vote after October 2020, they would be eligible for 50% reimbursement instead of the 60 to 70% reimbursement rate.
If the city and borough of Juneau voted to issue a bond to borrow money for Mendenhall River's renovations, it would have to pay back the full amount. Means says the CBJ is already stuck with an additional $3 million in bond debt it expected the state to cover before Governor Bill Walker cut millions from the state's budget with a veto last summer. In Juneau, I'm Quentin Chandler.